Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Trackcast.
The galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are back again. Chad, Dan, Daniel. This is Trekcast, the galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast. We are going to be talking all about the latest episode, the season premiere, actually, season 3, of Lower Decks on Paramount+. Lot to talk about in that episode. It was a hell of an episode. All kinds of fun. But we have news, your feedback, and everything else to get to first. And, of course, a little surprise food. Yeah, big announcement and some surprise food. So
yeah. If you're listening to this show later, we now have ads, and you probably have already heard one now. So ads are up and running for sure now.
Yeah.
Do we have good ads, or are they like erectile dysfunction ads?
I mean, you know,
do we know what are they targeted?
We don't know what they're targeted right now.
We don't know what they are. Okay.
We have no idea what the ads are, ladies and gentlemen. I have not heard any of the ads. They're automatically entered in by this thing called Spreaker.
All right. But, you know, I mean, while we're talking about it, if your erection lasts more than 4 hours, just call somebody. Just call somebody.
Yeah.
I've got an image of our website up that kind of tells you what the front page of our website looks like.
I don't mean call a doctor or a medical professional. I mean, you know.
Call the show.
You got that thing. Do something with it.
Yeah.
There's only one way to get rid of a four-hour-long erection. I mean, come on. If you've had it for that long, you ain't using it. Advice from Dan.
Go to the holodeck.
Anyway.
Go to the holodeck and activate the GLH, I guess. There you
go. Oh, my gosh. That is how we're starting today, ladies and gentlemen. That is how we're starting.
How we do it. Unpredictable.
Yep. So what do we want to do? We want to get right into the news? Is that what we want to do?
Let's get right into the news. Why not?
So boom, here we go. Right. Soundboard's working. I actually fixed the soundboard.
Star Trek news.
Once again, Robert Stack, thank you very much. So our first news story comes to us from The Hollywood Reporter. So apparently, this Star Trek movie, it's cursed. Star Trek, new Trek, Star Trek 4, has lost its director, Matt Shackman. Uh-oh. The filmmaker is in talks to direct the Fantastic Four, allegedly. So because of that, he ain't going to space, man. At least not with Star Trek. Might go there with Fantastic Four and Marvel, but not Star Trek. So,
do we really need another Fantastic Four film after what?
Yes,
we do. Yeah,
we do.
A good one.
Do they have to redeem themselves with the Miles Teller one?
Yeah. Yeah. But
Dan's not laughing. He's like, that was so bad, I can't even smile.
You know what? That last Fantastic Four movie, I was traveling for work. I saw it for free in the hotel room because it was on, you know, like one of the free premium channels or whatever. Yeah. So I literally paid nothing for it, and I still felt cheated. Like I felt like I was cheated of the time that I invested in watching it.
Yeah.
So yeah, they do need another one. They need to fix it. They need to fix it. We have this huge, robust Marvel universe where, you know, now we're at the point where they're exploring all these nooks and crannies of the Marvel Universe, you know, She-Hulk, you know, Ms. Marvel, Moon Knight, all these, like, third-tier characters have their own shows, and the Fantastic Four, which is Marvel's first family, you know, they're Marvel royalty, and they're not a part of this shared universe, and that's a shame. So, yeah, we do need that, and I'm gonna say it. If it means we miss out on a Trek movie because of it, I'm okay with that, because we've got so much good Trek going on right now that, you know, it's okay. I'm fine with that.
I mean, they haven't officially moved the release date, so we're still getting it December 22nd, 2023.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah, right. It's almost right 2023 now. What the hell?
You're the market for a bridge? Because it's real nice. Crosses the Hudson and everything. It's good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
I got a gold plated. I got a gold plated latinum filled devil dog here. I can sell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Paramount said Max Chapman is an incredible filmmaker, talented filmmaker. We regret the timing didn't align for him to direct our upcoming Star Trek film. Yeah, you know, I guess that's what happens when you decide you're going to make a movie and nobody knows about it. Not even the cats. Yeah.
If you're not shooting right now, it ain't happening next year. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even if they were shooting right now, there's a strong chance it wouldn't happen next year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're delaying, what is it, Shazam 2 and Aquaman 2 because all the VFX and all the VFX houses are so backordered because COVID backordered everything else. So, like,
yeah.
It's just good luck.
There's so much nonsense news out there. I read a story. I read it today, and I read it for the first time yesterday, that basically said those movies aren't coming out because Warner Brothers doesn't have any money to market them. They're out of money.
Saw that,
they're officially broke. It's like, come on, man. Batman made like $1 zillion this year. Don't tell me you're broke. Shut up.
Even if that was the case, the whole point about filmmaking is finding investors, and they definitely have a network of investors that they could go to. So it's dumb.
That's nonsense. Okay.
Yeah. So the search for a new director has begun, and we'll see what happens. So I can't wait to hear
That should be the name of the movie, Star Trek 9, The Search for a New Director, or whatever. I don't know what number we're – what number are we up to? I don't even know.
12, 17. 12, 13, somewhere there.
I think this is like the fifth or sixth director that we're at. So.
As far as directors go, yeah. But, I mean, in terms of total movies, it's –
Oh, total movies. Yeah, I don't even know.
15, 16, I guess, because this would be the fourth.
I think it'll be 13. Yeah, I think it's 13. Because you had six the original series.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then four of TNG.
Yep.
So that's 10.
And then three of these three, so far.
Okay, so it'll be 14.
14 for the fourth one,
This will be 14. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out what director leaves this film the next time. So,
that should be a trivia show right there. Which director has been touted as the next Star Trek movie director and then left? Answer.
Oh, yeah, there's been a few.
All of them.
Oh, I just had a thought. What if they let Anson Mount direct it, like the way they let Shatner direct movies? Why not?
Why don't they let Jonathan Frakes?
Yeah.
Do it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep. Yeah, you should just let the man, the myth, the legend himself take care of it.
Oh, you know who they would have do it? Lea Thompson, because they love her right now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'd be fine with that, too.
I would too. She's competent. She's good.
I mean, the shows at this point are practically mini movies. They are. They're mini movies.
They are.
They're movie quality. They're mini movies. There's no difference between one of those people directing it for a full blown movie as there is with an episode. There's no difference.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
No difference whatsoever.
So our next news story comes to us from CNN. Star Trek Legends Ashes will head into deep space on a Vulcan rocket. Mm-hmm. So we are learning that the ashes of Nichelle Nichols will be taking flight to space on a Vulcan Centaur rocket launched by United Launch Alliance. Should take place later this year. Don't have an exact date as to when that will happen just yet, but they're going to put her ashes in there. There's also, we have a tribute website, and I put the link in the group chat and everything, and in the Discord and in the Facebook group and on the YouTube, so you can find the group. But there is a special tribute page where you can send notes to Nichelle Nichols when they send her ashes up to space. So
I think it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
No cost. You just go to the website that's up on the thing right now, hit the button, and type up your message, and off you go. So I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Nice touch.
Yeah. So if you guys want to leave a message, absolutely feel free to do that.
You know, when Armin Shimerman dies, I totally want them to, like, divvy up his ashes and encase them in, like, a challenge coin or something.
Yeah.
Sell them, you know, as the desiccated remains
of Quark.
Because, you know, all us crazies, we'd be like, take my money.
Yeah.
Take my money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I would absolutely buy a piece of Armin Shimerman. So.
That sounds so bad.
If they killed the character of Quark off, right, just even off screen,
yeah,
would CBS Paramount sell discs of Quark and just say they're Quark? You know, like, it doesn't have to be anything.
Yeah. Mm.
You know,
would that be good enough?
They should, because thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Trekkies would buy them and they'd make good money off of that, but they won't because of the PR side of it. You really want to advertise that we're selling pieces of a dead character to people encased inside of a coin? People who aren't Trekkies aren't going to understand that at all. That's not going to look very good. Like, I can see the headlines right now.
Screw those people.
I know, screw those people, but I can hear the boardroom right now. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. No way. That's exactly what they'd say.
You know what they would do? You know what they should do? They should, if they still have any of his headgear that he wore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cut that up into little tiny pieces and put that in a disc. And it's literally, it's nothing to do with Armin Shimmer. It's literally the remains of Quark. I mean, they already do stuff like that with, like, football cards and baseball cards. They'll take so-and-so's jersey and cut it up into 1,000 pieces, and you get a little sliver of Barry Bonds' jersey, you know, and it's encased in this collectible card. I don't know. We're completely off the rails.
Hold on a second. This is great. I don't know what's funnier, that suggestion by Dan and someone saying Dan doing umox to himself, or the look on Daniel's face as Dan is describing this. I don't know what's better. Daniel, what's going through your mind right now? I want to know.
Yeah, this is what I was thinking. You could sell the empty remains, the little discs, and people could fill it up with the ashes of their own loved ones.
Oh,
and
shit.
You sell that.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear any of that. I was umoxing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, so much stress in your life.
Oh, my God.
You sell empty discs that people can fill with the ashes of their own loved ones. So you could really do it. I know it's a little bit much, but...
Yeah.
I think we should make these coins. Because I don't think CBS or Paramount will do it. I bet we should do it, and we should have an Etsy channel. And we should literally have the tagline be, store the ashes of your dead loved ones inside of these coins that can spend at a Trek convention.
You know what? We should go on one of these auctions that they have every now and then and buy the headgear that Jeffrey Combs wore. Cut that up into pieces, put that in the coins, and then we could sell the desiccated remains of Liquidator Brunt.
And, yes! I love it.
I love it.
Oh, Lord.
We're fired up the 3D printer, Chad. We're going to make some coins.
All right.
Completely off the rails. Completely off the rails.
I really wish I still had my 3D printer now, because I'd be popping out coins by the time the show was over.
Yeah, you'd be popping out those coins like Super Mario. The ding, the ding, the ding.
Oh, I wish I had that sound clip right now.
Yeah. All right. So Dan almost spit out his... Nice.
Almost.
He caught almost. It. Like Superman, he caught it.
Yeah, he got it. And our last news story comes to us from TrekMovie.com. This is making the rounds online. People were excited and perplexed and bewildered all at once. Denise Crosby hints that Tasha Yar will appear in Star Trek Picard Season 3. So, yeah. Speaking at STLV, she says, I don't want to give too much away, but I will tell you, you will see Tasha Yar. I'm not going to tell you how, but you've got to watch.
Now, here's what I think. You guys probably get mad. This is probably overboard, but I'm just going to tell you what I think about Tasha Yar being in Star Trek Picard.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what I think right there. I'm
fair. Fair. You know,
I love that sound clip, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, how are they going to do it? Is it going to be like a flashback? Is it going to be like she just appears in an ethereal plane like the way Data did? You know,
it'll be the way Will Wheaton showed up. It'll be creepy as fuck. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. There's a couple different ways they could go do this.
Right.
Some better than others. Honestly, I don't really need to see Tasha Yar. I mean, she's dead a long time ago, halfway through the first season. I mean, it's
so far back. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But Sela is still kicking around.
Uh-huh.
And, right. You know, we've had quite a few Romulan storylines since the last time we saw her, and she took part in none of them. So I wouldn't mind seeing her again with maybe an explanation of what she's been doing and why she wasn't involved in the whole Shinzon thing, why she wasn't involved with the Romulans being in the Dominion War, why she was not involved, why we didn't hear about her with the destruction of Romulus or anything that's happened after that. And, you know, and maybe that is what we're getting. And what she's saying is a bit of misdirection. We're going to see a flashback sequence of Tasha Yar, and it's Sela who's flashing back to it. You know, maybe they're both characters. She's going to play both characters. So, I don't know. I'm interested. But
I mean, I would only accept that if they put Sela's, like, head on a baby. Like, the way they do in, like, bad commercials.
What?
And it's Tasha raising her daughter.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Chaz in the chat says maybe her and Wesley can get it on. That's disgusting.
Oh, boy.
You know, I guess for the longest time, I don't know, this probably isn't a very nice thing to say, but for the longest time, Tasha Yar, Denise Crosby herself even, just her being herself, has reminded me so much of a particular relative of mine that I've never liked her. I've never liked her because she looks almost identical. See, I have a lot of family members who look like Star Trek cast members. It's just Dennis Riker, my aunt, looks like Denise Crosby. I mean, I'm not kidding you. It's like they could be sisters.
Don't you have an aunt who looks like one of those exocomps?
I have a Roomba.
The Roomba counts, yeah.
Nah, I don't have a Roomba. No, I am the Roomba. My wife snaps and I vacuum the house. So.
I feel like that should be a shirt that we make. I am the Roomba.
I am the Roomba.
I'm listening to that. I'm like, what can I do with that? What can I do with that?
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of is a self-propelled vacuum cleaner with a black... with a black cape, and he's on a rooftop threatening the criminal, and he's like, I am the Roomba. Yeah.
You'd have to wear those parachute pants to be able to say that.
We got to dance, too, right?
Isn't that's
Roomba
right.
A dance as
yeah.
Well?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Thinking, you know, I'm Batman. I am the knight. I am the Roomba.
I can't do that voice. I won't try. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, that's all the news stories. That's enough.
That's enough news. Yeah.
We've killed it. We've murdered it.
We've killed it. We've murdered the news.
Okay, now it's time for your feedback.
Listener feedback.
Wait, no. We do the topic.
Oh. What?
Remember? We do the main topic, then we do feedback at the end.
That's the main topic.
Yeah.
I'm new here.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Where do the devil dogs fit in? Is that
we should
part
do
of
the
feedback?
Devil dogs? Yeah.
Do the devil dogs now?
Feedback or
let's do that feedback because we're gonna give our review of the devil dogs. So
all right,
yeah, okay. We've got some voicemails and emails and all that for that too. So
yeah. All right, good.
Okay, so we're doing the topic.
Let's do the topic.
And the topic, of course, is the first episode of season 3, Lower Decks. I wish it was Stranger Worlds, but no, it's Lower Decks. It was a good episode. Great episode.
It's the other good one.
It's called Ground, or it's called Grounded, actually.
Grounded,
the other good one.
Yeah, the other good one. Yeah. So this thing opens up. Ah, morning, Strongbeard. He's in the chat.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
So, and he's probably 30 seconds behind because he watches us on YouTube and talks in Discord. I love it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So anyway, there are so many references in this. I hope we cover them all. I'm sure we're going to miss a few.
We're going to miss. There's so many of them.
There's just a ton.
There's so many of them.
And they just throw them in all over the place, and they just keep rolling. They don't even pause for 2 seconds for you to even catch it, hardly. So you have to watch it more than once, is my opinion.
Right off the bat, it was awkward. Because the last thing that I was really watching is season 3 of The Orville. And those episodes are like 3 days long because they're like, fuck, we don't edit anymore. We're on Hulu. So those episodes are, you know, an hour and a half long. And I watch this and I'm like, oh, that's it? Oh, all right. Okay, that's the show. Cool. That was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very fast-paced show. It's always been.
It was about the length of a She-Hulk episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is She-Hulk really short too?
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of those.
Yeah, they're short.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Right now, I don't have Disney Plus. So we're going through the... I'm finally implementing the... We have these two services, and then we shut them off, and then we have these two services, and we shut them off, and we go back to these two services, back and forth. So I'm not paying for 16 freaking services.
You had three fingers up.
Yeah, whatever. I can't do that. Yeah. I don't know how many we have, honestly, that are active at the moment. I really don't. We probably still have six, and I just don't know. But I'm trying to get to where we only have a couple at a time because it just gets ridiculous. If you add up the amount of money that I spend on, well, we were talking about this before the show, on Discord, on Hulu, on Disney Plus, on Apple, the Apple One plan, and HBO Max, and Amazon Prime, and everything else. I mean, and then, of course, the internet at $90 a month because it's Google Fiber and it's just internet. You know, it's, my God, I probably spend $250 a month on all that stuff.
Yikes.
At 10 to 15 bucks a pop. It's ridiculous. And so we just added it all up, and I'm sitting here going, my God, no wonder I'm broke. Anyway.
I'm going to buy the desiccated remains of Chad's paycheck. That's what I'm...
Yeah. Can I buy that in Bitcoin?
And you missed it before we started recording, Dan, so afterwards I'll tell you what's going on the job front. So,
uh-oh.
Cool stuff. Okay. But anyway, all right, good. Yeah, all good.
So yeah, let's recap this show. So what happened?
Yeah, yeah. I love these scenes though of Boimler at home in his vineyard, and we missed a great opportunity right here to be eating raisins because they don't make wine.
And I bought some raisins. They're just sitting in my pantry. Oh well.
I don't eat raisins very often, no, but
neither do I.
I eat craisins.
Craisins are good.
Raisins are good.
Cranberry raisins. Yeah, yeah.
Craisins are good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just hysterical that these women are throwing themselves at him, and he doesn't get it at all. It's just so Boimler. Yeah. But I'm surprised Mariner doesn't say anything to him. She doesn't say anything to him.
I think she's just so amazed it's happening.
Well,
yeah. Well, she's also super focused on her mom.
Yeah,
right now,
that's true. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I totally thought. Did we know that his family had a vineyard?
Yes, we did.
Was that? We did know that. Okay.
Well, didn't realize his family's pretty much rich, though. I mean, they've got all these people working there. Obviously, these women are throwing themselves at him because he's pretty well set.
It's the 25th century. Nobody's rich.
Yeah,
nobody's
you know what
rich,
I mean,
nobody's
though.
Poor. Just pick raisins and throw themselves at the boss's kid.
You got that purple hair, man.
I don't know if you caught it, but the clothing that he was wearing in that scene.
Overalls.
Did you catch that?
Overalls, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah wasn't that from... Picard's old clothes.
That's exactly what Picard wore in All Good Things, in all the vineyard scenes.
Yeah.
So when we saw it from behind, I got excited for a minute thinking, oh shit, Patrick Stewart!
Yeah,
Stewart!
You know they did that on purpose with the shading and the hat and everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
So, yeah, Mariner goes around and rounds everybody up to try to go and save the captain or to try to go and find out what's going on with the logs and everything else because she thinks Starfleet's going to run her through the – you know, she doesn't trust Starfleet, basically. They're going to just run her off the rails and throw her in prison for something she didn't do. And they all know it didn't happen. So that's the whole plot of this episode. And, of course, everything that these four get into, Rutherford, Tendi, Mariner, and Boimler – turns into a shit show.
Yeah,
right.
But it's hilarious.
And in the end, it didn't matter anyway.
No, nope.
Because she got a fair trial. She got a fair trial. She was found not guilty because Starfleet, you know, uncovered the truth.
Yeah.
And Mariner should have trusted the system, like everyone was telling her the whole episode.
Yeah.
And because of that, she is being disciplined by Captain Mommy, and she's got one more chance, or she's being bounced out of Starfleet, and Captain Mommy has handed the reins over to Commander Ransom.
Yep, Ransom.
So he's gonna be riding her pretty hard this season, and come on, man! I set that up for myself. You can't do that.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Go for it.
You know, he's only hard on her because she makes him hard.
Yeah, he's got a thing for her. He has got a thing for her.
What a great, wonderful joke you set up.
Thank you.
Just talk right there.
It's all about timing. It's all about timing.
Indeed.
Good job.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, you know, we had made some predictions about Lower Decks Season 3, and I had some time yesterday, and I went through and I listened back to Episode 296, Why Are the Grandpas Fighting? This was the end of Lower Decks Season 2, and we all made predictions of what we thought would happen.
Yeah,
and
I don't remember any of this.
I know. Yeah, it was a year ago.
This is perfect. So Chad had said that he had hoped that Ensign Captain Harry Kim would replace Captain Freeman.
I did that say that.
You said that, or that we would have a different captain every episode. You had hoped.
Damn.
And it would end at the end of the season with the return of Captain Freeman. Dan said that he wanted to get Captain Worf just to shut Michael Dorn up and let him have his own show. And I had said that I wanted Captain Geordi or Captain Wesley. So.
Well, we know why we're not going to get Captain Wesley now. I mean, you still could get something with Wesley on Lower Decks, but not a Captain Wesley.
No, not at all.
Yeah, they really wound that story up fast. And even when Freeman was going through and saying all of it, it was so fast. I had to back it up and listen to it again to catch everything that she said. Yeah. She just blurted through it almost as fast as what Mariner talks. So
I love how the Packled capital is called Big Strong City.
Yeah, for sure. So I did watch the Wil Wheaton show, and they interviewed Mike Mahan and I forget her name, the Captain Freeman lady. And we got some clips, and Mike Mahan explained why we resolved the cliffhanger so quickly. So I don't know if Chad's got that clip ready to go.
I will pull it up and get right to it. So this is the why resolved cliffhanger.
Resolved so quickly. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see. Here we go.
Captain Freeman, Don Lewis, taken away.
Yeah.
Mariner's especially upset.
Yeah.
That's her mom. That's her captain. Right. Yeah. And then in Lower Decks fashion, look, we've only got 10 episodes. They're only a half hour each. How long are we not going to have the captain of the ship on, right?
Let's get to it.
So like one full episode is a tenth of our entire season. So I felt like that would be enough.
Yeah.
You know, like let's miss the captain for one whole episode and then we're going to get her back in the mix, right? Exactly. And so at the same time, we've seen some pretty amazing Star Trek court procedurals, right?
Yes, we have.
But our guys aren't important enough to be in that, the Lower Deckers.
Right.
So while Mariner's trying to steal the ship and she's, you know, rallying the crew, of course Captain Freeman is having a proper A-story,
big... a whole measure of a man,
big,
like absolute...
Yes. Hour-long,
like, prestige trial.
Yes,
yes.
Your Honor, the courtroom is a...
Captain Freeman, Don Lewis.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just loops. Yeah. So that's what happened.
You know what? That makes total sense in the you know, the spirit of this show.
Mm-hmm.
That it's about the Lower Deckers, not the senior
right.
staff. So yeah, I'm cool with that.
I love that.
And of course she had a great trial with great speeches and
And they didn't have to write any of it.
That's
a different show. You're not watching that show. You're watching this show.
Exactly.
You're watching this show where Boimler puts Ketracel White Hot onto his thing and dies, and Mariner sprinkles it on for 15 freaking minutes, and it's oh, that's got a little kick.
Yeah.
You know what? And what was even great about that is, you know, we didn't see the trial, and we didn't see any of the things that were brought up as evidence at the trial. She tells this story about, you know, all this crazy stuff with characters that we know from the past, Tuvok and was it Bateson, Captain Kelsey Grammer is there.
Mm-hmm.
We saw none of it. Not even, you know, it's a flashback, but it's like still shots. It's not even animated.
No lines.
Nope, that looks cool, but you're not watching that show. You're watching this show.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
No, I thought it was great. I thought it was great the way they did that.
Yeah,
it was
pretty
good.
And they did, and what was, you know, what was great, they did that, but then what we were watching, the show we were watching, was still chock full of Easter eggs and cameos. I mean, they got Cromwell back to play Zefram Cochrane.
Yeah.
You know, that movie was 30-something years ago, and they called this guy up, hey, you want to play Zefram Cochrane for 22 minutes? Sure. Yeah.
Actually, they probably, I mean, that's like less than 40 seconds worth of audio recordings, really.
Yeah. So. I came to a booth for maybe an hour and got paid, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
And I love that Bozeman is a theme park.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Oh.
And
so that's a good transition, because also in the Mike Mahan
Mike Mahanahan.
They talk about they talk about why they turned it into a theme park. And it's actually a good answer.
Alright, here we go. We'll play that.
I do love in Star Trek that like the Borg strip you of your individualism and your humanity, right? And that you always celebrate human nature in Star Trek. And so it's human nature to take things that were important and make it accessible for kids. Like, that's
absolutely.
What
we gotta train the Mariners of tomorrow. Right? Like,
exactly.
We gotta inspire the next generation of Rutherfords to get out there.
It was just so very cool. And then the bar with the one song in the
jukebox. Oh, the one song jukebox, baby.
killed me. There are
love in Star Trek.
There you go.
The one song jukebox, baby.
There was a drink stand in the background called Thirst Contact.
Yeah.
I saw that.
All the little things. You know, even the design of the, you know, somebody looked at the design of the Vulcan ship and said, we could put a slide right there. The kids will love it.
Yeah, exactly. So, that was awesome.
So according to in that interview, that's the actual Vulcan ship. They just gutted it out and turned it into a slide.
Okay.
Which is such an insult to the Vulcans. I love it.
Yeah. You're going to do what to our ship?
But this is true. I mean, you know, in New York City, there's an Air and Space Museum.
Yeah.
It's docked on the west side of Manhattan. And it's an old aircraft carrier that they turned into a museum, you know, and it saw actual combat, you know. So I mean, this is totally precedented.
Yep.
You know, this is a thing. This is what we do. And and just how, you know, just hearing James Cromwell saying, are you ready to blast off? Well, finish your churros and your Slurpees because there is no food allowed on the Phoenix.
I was waiting for a that will do, pig.
Yes, I wanted that so bad. But yeah, you're right. They're not wrong. Like, we turned all sorts of horrific things into, like, theme parks, you know?
Yep.
Well, there's literally a Blackbird plane that's hanging from a ceiling at an Air and Space type museum in Nebraska, of all places, in between Omaha and Lincoln, where no one ever goes. But it's a Blackbird that actually flew over the USSR several times. I think it was the third or fourth.
Yep.
I forget what the story is. Third or fourth one off the line, something like that. Yep. You're talking about, in today's dollars, it's tens of billions of dollar plane. And it's hanging from a ceiling, so you can just look at it in the entryway.
Yes, there's one of those parked on the deck of the Intrepid. I could see it from the West Side Highway. When I'm driving to Lower Manhattan, I could see the tail end of it hanging off.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But, yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah.
I love it. It was good. So they went to Cisco's.
They went to Cisco's.
That was actually Cisco's, according to the interview.
Yeah.
It's not a franchise. It's only one restaurant, is what he said.
That would be hilarious, though, if they franchised
it. The alligator hanging from the ceiling. What else? The shirt that Rutherford was wearing, that was a Jake Sisko special. He wore that shirt.
Yeah.
A few times.
The ultimate thing they could do with the Sisko restaurants, though, is they could make them a chain restaurant, and they could always have them right next to a Quark's bar because he bought the rights.
Yeah. or it could be like those magical places where it's a Long John Silver's and a Taco Bell together.
Oh, a Kentucky Hut or whatever.
A Kentucky Hut.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh Lord.
So there was a non-Star Trek. There was a non-Star Trek guest voice this week. I don't know if you picked up on the voice.
Can't say that.
Bobby Moynihan was you know Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live? No.
Not ringing a bell to me.
No. All right. If you saw him, you would know him. But he was the
voice. Yeah, he does a lot of animation work.
He does. He was in the DuckTales reboot that my son watches. Mm. But he was the voice of the guy who becomes captain of the Phoenix and just flies off into space
by himself.
But he was also the voice. He was also the voice of the old transporter chief, who's I'll make some soup. That guy.
Yeah.
Which is cool, you know, seeing that old guy, and he he restores old transporters like they're classic cars or something.
I love when
they take like a contemporary thing and they give it a 25th century spin.
Yeah.
You know, there's no cars to refurbish. So what do we?
But I mean,
you know,
they did that in the movies. Kirk was driving around, stole his dad's car.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, by the 25th century. Okay, so like right now, the primary mode of transportation for people living now are vehicles, ground vehicles, cars and trucks.
Right.
In the 25th century, the primary mode of transportation for regular people is a transporter pad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're like drawing that equivalence there, that it's the car, a transporter is the car of the 25th century. So of course,
right.
you have car buffs, you're going to have transporter buffs.
Of course.
It doesn't quite make sense, but you know.
Yeah.
Somebody could have, as a collectible, the transporter that killed Admiral Archer's prize beagle. So
there you go. Yep.
That poor dog.
Actually, it never killed him. He just beamed him off, and we don't know where he went.
We don't know where he went.
He could be in a pattern buffer somewhere still.
They're probably like car buffs, where they're like, yeah, this one right here, this one I modified. You step in this one, you go in as one guy, you come out as two.
Right.
It's custom. This is all custom.
Turns you into two bakes.
This one gives you flaming tattoos on your side when you come out.
It's not street legal.
Oh, that's Lord.
Funny. Oh, boy.
What else in this episode? It's a good episode. It's short. It's fast, as always. That's what Lower Decks is.
We've come to appreciate
that part of it, that it's quick.
We did not see Jennifer.
They talked about that heavily so far, and we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure it'll come up quick.
We didn't really get to see anything with the relationship with Tindy and Rutherford yet. I'm sure that'll come up because those two have a relationship. Mm. Yeah. So Tindy definitely pines over him, and he doesn't have a clue after his quote-unquote reset, I suppose.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes. We didn't really see much of the rest of the upper deck, as Strongbeard called it.
Didn't see the cat doctor, my favorite.
We saw her.
She screamed at the paparazzi.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was funny. Yep. So, which was funny that they had paparazzi and pictures taking and mics in everybody's face. And we've seen that before, but it's been a long time since we've seen it. In fact, the last time I think we've seen anything like that in Trek was not First Contact. Was it Generations?
Called?
Yeah, Generations. Yeah.
Generations, when they were on the bridge of the bridge. Enterprise B.
Oh, yeah.
And Cameron was the captain. Cameron from Pierre Spear.
Well, we kind of saw it in Picard when they're doing the interview with him. I mean, that's kind of a
form
of that.
True.
There was some gotcha journalism at the expense of Jean-Luc Picard.
How dare they?
And he fell
How
for it.
How dare they?
We've never seen an interview like that before, though. That was totally different. Mm-hmm. That was a more contemporary interview style of today. And I don't think we've seen anything like that in Trek in that time frame,
for sure.
No,
so it felt very out of place. But anyway.
Yeah,
he's inside out.
So I noticed.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh baby, Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The name of the shuttle was Joshua Tree.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Then I went back and read about it. And I guess all of the shuttles that we've seen on this show are all named for national parks. Within the state of California. So it's California class ship. They're all named after, you know, California cities, and all the shuttlecrafts are state parks.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's cool.
Gotcha. National parks. Yeah, I thought it was neat.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be funnier if they were named after like old Hollywood stars. Like
the Morgan Freeman.
You don't know. Maybe maybe we'll meet. Maybe we'll see the USS another California class, the USS Hollywood, and their shuttles. Their shuttles are like, you know, the Cary Grant and the the Clark Gable and the Will Smith.
Yeah, the Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll maybe they'll do one where one's called the Will Smith, one's called the Chris Rock, and they run into one another.
You know what would be great? Oh, man. I hope they're listening. All right. So a California-class ship, the USS Hollywood, and the shuttles are the Nimoy, the Shatner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would
Kelly,
be great.
Yeah. Sulu, not Sulu, the Takei. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, Wang.
That would be nice. Wang.
Wang. Oh,
God. This guy. We got Wang on the brain.
Always. Always. Well, yeah, so that's our review of the show. That was pretty good.
That was easy enough.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Fun show.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us and you're not watching Lower Decks, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Because it's one of the good ones.
It is.
Well, let's do this. We'll do the feedback, but we'll let people X up in the chat if they want to talk. And while they're doing that, we can talk about the Devil Dogs and try them. So,
listener feedback.
Okay, I'm opening.
Chad, who is yours addressed to?
Oh yeah, this is great. This is fantastic. Let's see if you can read that. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Didn't mean to
get... put your address on there. Yeah. Right on for everybody.
Sorry.
Thanks for putting my address out to the world.
There's mine, though. I don't care. There's mine. I care about yours. I apologize. We can blank that out. Other than the people that are watching us live.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's a live show, dude.
I apologize. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, you said what's it say, so I figured I'd put it up there.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean the address. I mean that I put right
he
on
said,
the box.
He said read it.
Yeah, it says Chad Waldo fix the soundboard, buddy, LLC.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I got mine as well.
I'm opening it now.
Yeah.
So it's fresh in the package.
There's eight of these in here.
There's eight? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, he even got it where it's packaged, you know? So
yeah.
It can't, you know, we don't want to squish the Devil Dogs.
No, not at all.
No, you squish them in your mouth, not in the box.
Yep.
Right.
So
I got my Devil Dog.
Yep. Ape cream filled. They've got
all 180 calories.
Oh, my Lord.
With 17 grams of sugar.
I think this box
that's actually less than I thought would be.
Yeah, this box is designed to where you can, like, stick it in your pantry and have easy access to it, where it's just open on one side. Although, with me... You know, I just ripped the crap out of this. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's smaller. Oh, this is a ho-ho. This is a breaded ho-ho. That's what this is.
What's a ho-ho?
A ho. Little Debbie's.
Little Debbie is shit. Okay.
Well, we'll see. Oh, my gosh. I can't. This is going everywhere.
Daniel, did you just break a piece off and put it in your mouth? Is that what you
did?
It
fell apart. It fell apart.
No, man. Yeah. No, shove that in your face like it's a corn dog.
This is totally coming apart, the packaging and everything. Mm. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. I need a box.
That milk? Coffee? What are we doing?
Here's half coffee. Of it right here. Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's good. It's good. It's chocolatey. There's like a spice to it. I don't know what that is.
Spice?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, because I put Tapatio on mine.
You got some get yourself white hot.
Uh-huh.
You know it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a ho-ho without the chocolate glazing on the outside.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's good.
It is really good. I like that. That's actually a lot better than I thought it'd be. Not bad.
You gotta have some milk with it, because if you eat it too fast, it gets like...
Yeah, it's
every little crevice of your mouth has Devil Dog in it.
Uh-huh. It's not going... Damn. I should have saved some coffee.
So send me something regional.
Okay.
Send me something I probably have never had.
I'm gonna send you ho-hos.
I'll have to look.
We have Little Debbie here. I can get a ho-ho if I.
I'll find something
if
else.
I want
then.
A ho-ho.
I'll find something else then. And I'll send it to you
yeah,
for next
find
week.
Something regional, something that you know we don't have.
Regional
here.
For me, it's gonna have to do with a huckleberry.
That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know what we'd have regional. This is Kansas City. Everything comes here. We don't have anything in original.
We have nothing to offer the world.
I'll send you some barbecue. I mean.
That's fine.
I bet there's some like local barbecue like sauces.
Oh, yeah. There's Ray's, Sweet Baby Ray's. That's local. Oh, yeah. That's the best sauce there is.
Yeah,
they've got it everywhere now, but it comes from
here. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the best. You can make... Your orange sauce that you put over breaded and fried chicken and I'm not kidding you. There's three ingredient orange sauce to have orange chicken like you would have like at a Panda Express. You use Sweet Baby Ray's, sweet marmalade, and soy sauce, and it is the best freaking thing ever. It's so easy to make. Oh, I'm telling you, it's awesome. I make it probably three times a month.
It's quite a face Daniel's making.
I know. He's like, that's not right, dude. Dude, that's not right. You can't talk about that on the show. That's not right. We don't use barbecue sauce sauce. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. That's like over here, they've got fry sauce, and it's the worst thing ever.
Oh, there's a pink sauce from this pizza chain that's only local around here, and they call it the pink stuff, and it's the worst thing you've ever looked at, seen, or tasted in your entire life. But, like, I don't know, somehow there's like 50% of pizza lovers who love it, and the other 50% want to vomit and never go there again. So
fry sauce is just mayo and ketchup mixed.
Oh, that's gross. You're ruining the mayo with that. Come on.
Yeah.
I love mayo. Anyway, welcome to Foodcast, ladies and gentlemen. Not surprised. I'm a white boy. Yeah. I like my mayo. So we've got some voicemails. We've got some emails. I'll pull up the voicemails first. Let's see. I think I've got... Did we play the one Commando Steve from August 20th? I think we did. Yeah, eight days ago. Yeah, we did. Okay, so here we go. We got these two right here. Let's go.
The following is brought to you by Drake's Devil Dogs, the cream-filled devil's food cake. And now, Star Trek Lower Decks, Season 3 premiere, Grounded. So much things from the past, but they made us bad guys. This has been a PAC-led review. Additional consideration is brought to you by Dan Lombardo. Dan Lombardo, a swell guy.
What's great about that is it puts the text into that too, and at the end it says Dan Lombardo, us well guy, instead of a swell guy, which sounds very Packlet. So I was laughing when I read it. All right, here's our next one.
That's pretty good. All right.
Trekcast, since 2009, has been one of the greatest Star Trek podcasts and still continues to be the greatest fucking Star Trek podcast. Keep up the work. Good work, guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I don't know who that is, but it's amazing. Thank you, anonymous listener.
Indeed.
That is pretty good. All right.
That's great.
Let me go see if I can pull up some of these emails. And I have to be careful because some of these emails are... Oh, my inbox is a joke. Okay, so that one was Scott's version of it. Then we've got our chartable emails. Ah, this one will blow your mind.
Okay.
Out of 0 to 250 podcasts in these regions, there are two regions now, two countries, where we rank number 241 out of all podcasts in those two countries.
Oh, wow.
Can you guess which two?
Austria.
But we're at 241 in both countries.
I say that every time I say Austria. I figure at some point I'm going to be right.
At some point you will be, but you're wrong on this one.
I'm going to say España and Croatia.
I didn't know España was a country, but no and no.
Spain, España.
Oh, okay, gotcha. No, so the
Ukraine.
So the first So the first one actually won't be a surprise. Germany.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We're always ranked pretty high in Germany for whatever reason.
Indeed.
The second one will be an absolute shock, and I think this is specifically because of Lumberjack Daryl. We are number 241 in Canada.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Welcome to nice. The charts, eh?
Yeah, eh? let's try to look back and see. Okay, so those other emails were ones we'd already covered last week.
I could have told you the park is closed.
You know, that's Lumberjack Daryl telling his buddies, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna be on this show. You gotta listen. I'm gonna be on there. I talk to these guys all the time. It's practically my show.
Right.
Is he a truck driver, or am I confusing him with somebody else?
I think he's the lumberjack.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Pretty sure he's a lumberjack.
Ah, well, whatever.
And if he's not a lumberjack, he's a liar.
That's right.
It's a sandwich hose. What's that? Oh, there. Somehow I missed something in the chat. Anyway.
I thought you were just talking to an imaginary friend. What just happened there?
I don't know. Kyle is right. Posted up the I Love Canada GIF. That's perfect.
Nice.
Let's see. What else? I don't think I actually have any other emails. I thought it's really difficult sometimes with the emails, so I apologize. There's like six email addresses in the same thing.
I did post in the Instagram a question, and I put a picture of a magic lamp, and I said, you found the Star Trek magic lamp. What are your three Star Trek wishes? And so we had some people comment. One user, all sorts of images, says their three wishes are a reliable schedule of new films. Yeah, good luck with that. more than 10 episodes per season of New Trek, and a DS9 Voyager remastered. So I imagine they mean high def or 4K remastered. Mm. Late to the Pub says that Star Trek is real, I'm in Starfleet, and saved from the Borg invasion. And Swam says, number one, justice for the women of the Berman Trek era. So Terry Farrell getting respected, Jerry Ryan being more than just in a skin-tight outfit, justice for Garrett Wong.
And by that, he means Chad saying his name right.
Indeed. And that's what it says on here, exactly. And then Enterprise Season 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
So the high def thing, I don't really care. But it would be so easy for them to do, because people are literally doing it for nothing on YouTube right now, all over the place. taking scenes and just doing it automatically.
They're not really doing it.
Oh, I know they're not doing it. I know they're not really doing it, but they're still making it look good. So,
well, they're making it look good on a computer screen. If you were to blow that up to, like, you know, a movie theater or something like that, it wouldn't look as great.
Sure.
So that's
It's not meant to be blown up for a movie screen.
No, but if you're gonna sell a 4K, you know, remastered edition, you want to be able to do those sorts of things. That's who you're really selling that to. The people who pick that stuff apart.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Yeah. No, the reason you'll never do it is because they would have to go back and literally re-edit the show, take for take, and blow it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
And I'm okay. I'm okay with the way it looks. I'm fine.
Like, yeah, that's the way it looked in 1993 when I watched it. I don't need it to look different.
Yeah.
Than that.
If I want it to look sharper, I'll put a smaller screen.
Well, I'm at the point in my life where, you know, I want the original Star Wars trilogy, like the theatrical cut. I'm tired of all the special shit that they tinker with all the time. Show me what it looked like in 1977. Show me what it looked like in 1980. Show me what it looked like in 1983. That's what I want to see. Because when you watch an old movie, you're not only re-experiencing the movie, you're re-experiencing your old experience of watching that movie. And the nostalgia, I think they cut out a lot of the nostalgia with Star Wars, with that original trilogy, by making you think of 1997 rather than 1983 or 1980. So,
right.
Hopefully Disney does that at some point. I don't think they've released the original versions at any point, have they?
No.
I know there's Laserdisc versions.
Yeah.
Out there, but
those are just to hang on your wall.
Yeah.
Zachary Thompson just posted, like, literally 2 minutes ago, a good question in our Facebook group. Yeah. He says, you know, some people use swords to open bottles of wine. Do Klingons use mechlets to open bottles of blood wine? Seems like something they would do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
or one of their blades instead of a batleth or a mechleth, they'd use one of the little short.
Because they got some straight blades, right? Little daggers or whatever.
Yeah, they're daggers or little short blades.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That'd be funny to see.
It would be cool to see.
Let's see Worf trying to do that in the next season of Picard, and he screws it up every time.
Well, if you watch that preview that we've seen where it looks like they're about to do the intro for the news, Worf's got that blade on his back, and apparently they got the creator, the designer of the Bathlet, to design a new weapon for Worf. So we'll see what that is. It's supposed to be really cool.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're waiting for a few people to X up who want to be unmuted and give us their feedback.
Or maybe just one person wants to X up, and that's fine.
I think it's probably maybe just Chaz. There we go.
Yeah,
so we'll do that. I guess I should play this.
And I do have something cool. Let's do this one between us, and then we'll do one with Chaz. So I pulled up the low star ratings randomly of different Star Trek series. So I'm going to read you the review, and you have to guess what series or Star Trek movie this comes from. Okay?
Okay.
So we will start... I'll start from here. This review is only half a star, not even a full one star. Half a star. And it says, the most overrated Star Trek series in history. Some good episodes, but way too much filler and plot hole... weird episodes. That's from user Eddie C. What series or movie is he talking about?
I'm gonna catch some hate for this, but he's talking about the original series.
Okay.
I'll say Picard.
That was a review of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Maybe the first season.
Well,
maybe the one with the African men on the planet.
Oh yeah, Code of Honor.
Code of Honor, yeah.
The one we don't speak of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that shall not be named.
Indeed. All right, so Chazbiz is going to have one too when we're ready to talk to him.
I'm ready now. Let's unmute him. First, let's get your feedback, Chaz. I know you've been wanting to tell us some of your feedback. Go ahead.
Well, I like how all the ladies got to wear normal clothes, and Boimler and got to wear like the crazy sweater and the sweater vest.
Oh yeah, Rutherford. Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah.
Rutherford, thank you.
Yep.
Both of them are cracking me up, and then the raisins. They you can't have a winery.
We have to dry them and dry them.
And all the girls are hitting on them.
Yeah, I just found that hilarious.
Smokes yourself off, Leanne!
Yeah.
And he's just mad about it as if this is like every day and it annoys the shit out of him.
He's just pissed.
And then I wonder what his real hair color is because he mentioned coloring his hair too. So
I was wondering if someone was going to say that, and I bet you it's colored purple because of the grapes, right? And because that's just what the family does. Maybe that's something that whole family has to do and he's just used to it. So yeah, I am curious. What if he's a blonde? That'd be hilarious.
Or maybe he turned gray, and that's what he's trying to hide. He's one of those that turned gray really early. Yeah.
Maybe.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when they met Zefram Cochran, I was hoping they'd play Ooby Dooby.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was one of the worst songs I've ever heard. It's like, is this all you guys can afford is Ooby Dooby? You paid all your money for Steppenwolf?
Yeah.
Because I was hoping, like, they go up on the ship and they play Ooby Dooby and they just look at each other like, what is this?
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. But it was, overall, it was a good episode. I liked how they kind of wrapped it up real quick. Like, damn it, they solved the case. Everything's over. And it's like, oh, all this for nothing.
Yeah, everything's fine.
I kind of wonder if they'll do that every season, maybe. Like, the end, something happens, you know, because every Star Trek has a cliffhanger, usually.
Yeah, yeah.
And right, the next season starts off, but they solve it real quick.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
You know, they make it on an affinity. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, they make fun of Time's Arrow or something, and go back and see Mark Twain or somebody.
They missed an opportunity when they were at the theme park. They missed an opportunity to have them looking at some actual photographs from the period and then just pan over to somebody in the background and have Boimler say, that guy looks a lot like Captain Riker. Because, you know, he was there for all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would be funny.
That would be pretty good.
Well, it's Thomas Riker, really. That's where he's at now. He's working at a theme park after he got out of the gulag. Yes.
That could be a whole subplot. He gets out of the gulag. His Starfleet career is over, and the only thing he could do is, like, he does new supermarket openings. He's like, he's a Will Riker impersonator.
Okay. That would be great. They need to bring him back, because this would be the perfect show to bring his character back.
Yeah.
It would.
And they could have fun with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Or he could be a nemesis on this show or something, kind of like Khan. Like, he hates Starfleet now.
Or to really just pin the tail on it and just be perfect. He could be a nemesis, but he could be like a dumb nemesis. And every time they come across him, it's almost like the Harry Mudd. It's like, oh God, this guy again. And he thinks he's doing all this cool stuff, and he's not. He's an idiot.
He teams up with the Pack Lids or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, oh God, really?
Yeah.
This is what you got? Really? Holy cow.
Yeah. So is a devil dog, is it a sandwich or not? No. What would you classify it as?
I wouldn't classify that as a sandwich.
No, it's a pastry.
It's a pastry. Yeah. It's better than I thought. It really is. It really is a ho-ho without
it's
the.
Than I thought, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a ho-ho without the coating on the outside. That's it.
So better than Little Debbie.
God, it's been so long since I had one, I couldn't compare it.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could say, it's been forever since I've had a ho-ho, but ho-hos are very light and airy. That thing is thick.
It's dense.
It's pretty dense. So I guess that's the Pickle other comparison cheese. Between the two. Yeah. So
if you take a big bite, if you take a big bite of a devil dog and you don't have a glass of milk,
yeah, you're in trouble.
Choke.
Yeah, you're
in trouble.
It sticks to the roof of your mouth pretty good, yeah.
Yep. Yep. You don't have enough bites. Saliva. The human body doesn't make enough saliva fast enough to deal with a devil dog.
No. Not at all.
All right, so you had a question for Chaz?
Oh, yeah. You want me to ask him the...
Yeah, ask him
you
one of
guess
those.
The... Okay. All right, you ready to guess the the show based off its review?
Okay, sure.
All right, here we go. Let's find a good review here. All right, we'll do this one. Dull, unoriginal, poorly written disappointment of show. This is a 1.5-star review by George A.
Dull,
unoriginal, poorly written disappointment of a show.
Okay. I originally said DS9. I'm going to say DS9 again.
Okay. Do you guys want to guess too? Chad, Dan?
I mean, it could be anything. So maybe Picard, season one.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I'll say Voyager.
Yeah. These are all good answers.
Yeah.
But George here was reviewing Strange New Worlds.
Oh, dummy. What a dummy. These are two idiots in a row.
Come on. It's like, that's somebody that's just mad.
The look on Dan's face is like, what?
That's so wrong.
That's one of those people that are just so mad at Discovery and Picard that they hate Star Trek now. And they,
yeah.
Everything they do is awful, but no.
We yeah. just found like, someone who's more wrong than me.
Right now,
well,
like,
I've got a bunch of these pulled up, so we'll do these more in the future.
Yeah,
we don't have to do them all today.
Yeah,
so
that's a pretty good game. And you ought to do like Marvel shows too, like all the one stars on them.
Yeah, that would be
all the haters out there because people are just awful on the internet right now. So
maybe I should throw Orville, huh?
I said it's an awful place.
The internet, yeah, place. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like that meme that shows Ultron saying that, like, he spent 5 minutes on the internet and decided to kill the human race. Like, you
totally
understand that.
Or that other one that says, you know, I'm in a bad place right now. I'm not going to hurt myself or anything. I'm just at Walmart. Right?
Yeah.
Except it's the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The worst is Walmart at 10 o'clock at night because they change out the cash boxes then. And there's only one cashier, and they shut down.
There's only one cashier, period.
Yeah.
Well, and they shut down all the self-checkout, and so they're, like, changing all the cash boxes, and you're like, okay, you got a whole store lined up here. What the crap?
Yeah. I don't know.
At 11 now, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know why they have more than four registers, because I've literally been there on, like, Black Friday.
Yeah.
Black Friday. And there's lines all the way to the back of the store. Four registers open.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I've done that several times. Like, what's going on here? Why?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's a Walmart problem. So. Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is why I don't step foot in the store.
Their butt.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chaz. Awesome. Thanks for coming on today. I'll put you back on mute.
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. He was saying something and I muted him. Sorry. Uh-oh. Rip. Okay, we got Strongbeard and Kyle is right still in the chat. Either one of you guys wants to say something, go ahead and X up and chat, and we'll unmute you. Sorry, Chaz. A little quick on the draw there.
Yeah. All right.
We were talking about Walmart for too long, okay. And I couldn't take it anymore. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Moving along. Yeah, no. If they're not, no feedback. That's fine. No big deal.
Cool. All right. Dan Lombardo X'd up. All right. Well, hey everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. We're going week to week now because of the, you know, because Lower Decks is up and running.
Yep.
And then we'll see after that. Again, we do now have ads, so. Sorry, and you're welcome. Yeah,
it shouldn't be too much. We've had a long conversation about how many ads we're going to do and how few we should really try to
it
test the water.
Be a short
see
35
it.
Ads. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And remember, you know, itchiness, dry mouth, erection lasting 1 to 4 hours. Call somebody.
And eat, right? And eat a devil dog.
All right.
Need a devil dog.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. All right.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
And prosper.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. Another episode in the can. Check us out at trekcast.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave those reviews. Subscribe to us. We'll get some numbers. Get up the list. Get more listeners. Do more shows. Have more fun. But for now, we're all done. So live long and prosper, and we'll see you next week.